Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we got a great story to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Lamb is with us. Tony is a new friend. He's the founder of Kona Ice. Now, he used to work for other people. Now he works for himself. Actually, he works for his customers, like you and I do. I think that's what he would tell us. And we're going to get him to tell us his entrepreneurial story. Tony Lamb, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Tony, I want you to tell us your story about what got you started along this road. Did you have when you were an employee, did you have a burning desire to own your own business?
I had the first experience where I started out in college just kind of doing my, selling vacuum cleaners door to door like a lot of people. And then going to work and getting a regular paycheck seemed to be the attraction. But then, after desiring and watching things turn and being, just in control of my own destiny in a lot of ways, decided to start something from the ground.
All right. So what gave rise to your new business? So talk to us about the moment of inception.
It was a great little moment. I'd moved into a subdivision. I've got four children. My family had never been around an ice cream truck before. We heard this broken music coming around the corner. My kids instinctively come flying to the front yard, and I'm thinking, it was amazing to me because I'm thinking they've never heard an ice cream truck, but yet somewhere in their DNA, they hear that those chimes and they go flying to the front yard. And Jim, just a calamity of errors. We ran to the front yard. This 72 Chevy van pulls around the corner. Smoke's rolling out of it. It's just the worst music you can imagine. And a gentleman, bless his heart, sticks his head out of the window, and he's shirtless. He's tattooed. It's, again, the epitome of what you're thinking. And my daughter, who was about, I think, two or three at the time, very shy, very timid, jumped back from the truck and screamed, but in the midst of all that, was able to get the words, "I want a popsicle," out of her mouth.
She was frightened, but she still wanted the ice cream.
Yeah, and that's what started it. I'm thinking, where does this come from? Is this in their DNA? And mm-hmm. and we were laughing. And then about $18 later, I had four freezer burnt popsicles.
Oh no!
The guy drove away, and I'm laughing hysterically.
And that was an aha moment for you, wasn't it?
It really was. I looked at my wife and I said, "What if that guy would have come around and he would have had a shirt on? What if the product would have been good? What if it would have been affordable?
Right.
It became a series all night long of what if it was beautiful? If the truck was managed by a uniformed employee.
If it actually was good ice cream, right?
What if the product was good? And so through a series of what if, we kind of came up with the idea. And then through some other circumstances, it was just time to, my contracts were ending with my current employer. And I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and start this from scratch.
But 30 seconds before you heard this little dingling noise, is that noise around the front of the house, you had no idea that this is the way that your life was going to go.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If you would have asked me 10 years ago, are you going to be selling ice cream trucks or doing Kona Ice? Far this thing from my mind.
So from this, folks, as you probably figured out, Kona Ice became a reality. But now, talk to us a little bit more about how this came together.
What we did, we started, I hooked up with a friend of mine, and we decided, I said, I'll work, my contracts are expiring, but I'm good for a couple years. I'll work for a couple years on my residuals, and he's decided to help us with the financing, and we got into, started building prototypes. I hired an engineer, a graphic artist, a
designer. Wait a minute, so you literally, you didn't just go into the ice cream business. You went into the ice cream truck manufacturing business.
Yeah, right off the bat, because I knew I wanted something different,
This is pretty unusual.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, just a great series of events. I'd gotten a hold of the right manufacturer. I got in a hold of. I mean, everything
you
was coming together wonderfully.
You didn't like anything that this guy did. I mean, you felt like from the rubber on the road to the top of the vehicle to the inside, you felt like you needed to have control of every element of this. You thought the whole, every part of this experience was important to control.
It really was. I spent probably 3 or 4 months just in design, just talking to different people, working with different designers and laying it out. I wanted a fishbowl design. I wanted people to see into the truck just like you see into the kitchens of some of the restaurants.
You wanted the shape of your vehicle to actually be part of the brand.
Absolutely. And those things just kept turning, and there's nothing on the road like it. I couldn't find anything that I could adapt or modify. It was all having to be, you know, you come to that realization, hey, we're going to have to start from the ground up.
Right, right.
And we did. Again, great circumstances, great, you know, people say, you know, gosh, can we duplicate that, or can we do that? I had a wonderful fortune in meeting with the right people and the right things coming together. So it was exciting.
But at the same time, though, you got to sell ice cream.
Absolutely.
I mean, were you trying to find ice cream while you were building your truck?
You know, it's not. I had a secretary that was my proprietary secretary for a while, and she had stepped away from her job, and she opened up a little video store and started selling ice cream, pizza, and shaved ice. and she was telling me about the shaved ice. She said it outsells everything 4-1.
Wow!
It's the kids love it more. It's low. There's no fat in it, and it seems like the diet dessert. And but yet it's just fantastic. And I'd never really had shaved ice. And that's kind of what got us started.
But at this moment, you're just building your own business. You're not necessarily building a franchise at this moment, right?
Oh, absolutely. Farthest thing from my mind was that.
This is going to be Tony's truck, and he's going to sell ice cream from it.
And I am going to take over Cincinnati, Ohio.
You're going to own Cincinnati's ice cream.
That was my goal, yeah, absolutely. It wasn't until, Jim, we hit a couple things that we realized this can go national. This has got some big legs.
Yeah.
And we have it's called a flavor wave on the side of our trucks that are, we were able to get a U.S. patent on it. And what
wow.
It is it's where the kids go up and put their own flavoring on the truck.
Holy mackerel.
Or their own flavoring, I'm sorry, on their shave ice at the time.
So they can actually apply their own, that's interesting.
Yeah, it makes it interactive for the kids. It gives them certainly a great value because they can control their own amounts.
And for some reason, folks, Tony, you know, like he doesn't already have enough of a challenge getting his own business going, he says, hey, I think I can scale this around the country. And he becomes a franchisor, which you've heard us talk about many times on this show before. So we're going to talk about that with our entrepreneur, Tony Lamb, who's with us right now. His business is called Kona Ice, Kona with a K. Stay with us. And the land is dark. Welcome back. It's 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Still dealing with this little head cold or whatever I've had this week. Thank you for bearing with me. Still, I'm better, though. I'm getting better every day. And we're having a visit with a new friend, Tony Lamb. Is our guest. And Tony is the founder of Kona Ice, K-O-N-A Ice. He's a relatively new entrepreneur. Your business is, what, about 3 years old?
Yeah, about 3 years old.
About 3 years old. And tell the audience how they can find out about you.
You can go to our website, which is Kona-Ice.com, Kona-Ice.com. There's a lot of information there.
Where did you get that name?
It was a series of different things. I had my youth pastor actually name the company and help us with the design and everything. You know, being a tropical theme, and everyone associates the word Kona with you know, Hawaii and that beautiful tropics. So that's where we came up with that.
And so they can find out more about how to become a franchisee at Kona-Ice.com.
Yeah, and then or you could call 1-800-KONA-ICE. And you get a hold of Colleen O'Brien or Brenda King.
Right.
These are the girls that are placement girls that help you get all the information, and we'll mail out the information pack. We've got webinars on our site that you can go to.
Good for you.
Watch all of our stuff.
So folks, as you heard earlier, Tony has this idea for a business for himself to basically deliver ice cream to neighborhoods in a more upscale way than has been he's seen in the past or he's currently seeing. And then it evolved from ice cream to more of a shaved ice type of a product, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was because of the food cost. You know, the prepackaged ice cream, Jim, has a built-in food cost that no one can get around.
Plus a lot of loss through inventory storage and all that, right?
Yeah, because you want the freshest product possible for your customers.
Right, yeah.
And this allows us to do it because we're shaving the ice on the truck.
And putting flavoring in it. You said the kids are allowed to actually add their own toppings. But you went and built your own truck. And so if somebody wants to buy a franchise from you right now, tell us what that involves.
Right now, we choose a territory, get you a protected territory. $93,600 is total turnkey. That is the truck, the territory, the franchising fee, inventory enough for you to make probably $15,000, $20,000 before you would ever need to reorder anything. We say 93.6, add ice and go. And because that's your flavoring, that's everything. You're down to your business.
Card. How long is that inventory going to last?
It's probably going to last. I don't know. I'd like to say a month, 2 months.
Yeah,
in the beginning, you got to get ramped up, get going. We've got people that have started faster than I ever started. We've got some incredible entrepreneurs involved. So
can a family make a living out of this?
You know, I
this truck.
Yeah, I think eventually, especially the second year. Always the first year, it's always tough because.
Right.
You know, you're building from the ground up. If you've got that capacity not to have to put food on the table with your Kona ice truck your first year, I'm
right.
much more excited about that.
The driver's going to need to be a commercial driver, right?
No, absolutely not.
I've got
college kids in my
that's good.
Trucks running. So
all right, what kind of a license do you have to have?
Regular driver's license. No,
I mean, as far as a health license.
Oh, health licenses are different from state to state.
Yep.
A lot of states. Of course, I'm in Kentucky, so.
You got to deal with that, though. You have to deal with that in your local jurisdiction.
California is a little different ballgame, but our trucks have all the components, the three compartment sinks, water heaters, hand washing sinks.
Right.
That we've gotten into California, which I think is the hardest state in the country to get through.
So how has the economy impacted Kona Ice?
You know, actually, we've experienced massive growth. You know, we started franchising in 2008. We grew at 400% in 2009. We went from 18 trucks to 68 trucks.
Wow.
We've been getting all kinds of national recognition as one of the fastest growing franchises. You know, one, it's an inexpensive buy-in. Two, you're selling a $2 product. You know, we're really seeing a lot of that where, you know, people aren't taking the big vacations. They're staying home. They've got still some disposable income,
right?
And they're going to the local fairs and festivals, and you know, Jim, probably the biggest thing that we do is get involved with the community and fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the youth sports, the peewee football, the peewee baseball, the soccer, all those things, we get involved with that and raise money for the groups.
So you're part of your mission, part of your marketing campaign, is not just to sell ice cream to the neighborhoods, but to be part of the community activity and support of all the things the community does.
Yeah, and in my home market, my revenue stream has gone almost 65% what we call event, and that's all the events that we go to. And the neighborhoods.
So not just driving around the neighborhoods, but showing up at one place.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, the schools have
sharing revenue with the event.
Yep, absolutely. Every time.
I see.
Yep.
Very
it's
interesting.
Been a big hit because we're one of the main fundraisers for a lot of the youth sports around here. I've got a peewee football in Boone County, Kentucky. We've given almost $10,000 to.
Wow.
And
this is such a smart thing to do because you're not just a vendor, you're not just a business, you're part of the community, and that's important. It's really important, especially for the kind of business that this is.
Yeah, well, you don't want to just come into a community and see what you can take out of the community. We preface that when we're the people that we're hooking up with. We want community-minded people that want to be a part of it.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Tony, I got to wrap it up, but will you come back another day? I want you to teach my audience about the franchise part of this.
I tell you, that's an interesting.
That's a whole other topic.
Yes, it is.
Kona-ice.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, Tony. I'm proud of you.
Hey, thank you so much.
Take care of yourself. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
What a great entrepreneurial story, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? We'll get Tony back again real soon. We'll keep up with him, see how he's doing. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.